1350 KMAN.
Happy Friday. Now we're in. Thanks for listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I hope your week has went well. Mine's been a little rough, to be honest. It's been a little bit of a rough week here.
Your week is nothing like the week that this guy had a few weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's not rough.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
In studio with me, RCPD Director Brad Schoen.
How are you?
Let me adjust my mic so I can kind of look at you as we're talking.
Well, I wondered if maybe I'd said something to offend you. I couldn't tell. But, we're good. We're good. But yeah, calm down, Dave.
Yeah, how's your day going,
by
the way?
I'm fine.
My day's going okay. I always like coming out here. Kind of it's kind of like you never know what's going to come your way. People feel like playing Stump the Dummy. They give me a call. You never know what you're going to get. So right. I always like coming out here.
Yeah, some days are better than others when it comes to calls. And, you know, some days we get some days we don't.
Well, so we'll see what we can do. I'll try to avoid offending people and provide information.
Fantastic.
We'll see how it turns out.
Speaking of calls, if you do have any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350. Figure I'll just throw that out there. But I guess kind of one of the biggest topics, we were talking about a little before we got started here. As I'm sure a lot of people following the news knows, you were in a vehicle bicycle accident.
My bike and a van had a disagreement on principle. Turns out the bike was right on principle, but the argument was decided not on principle but on physics. The bike apparently missed that day in physics class, and I ended up hitting the road. So it's been a rough row. I think I was telling you guys I went out to Colorado to a clinic out there that specializes in treatment of head injuries and stuff like that, and they helped me quite a bit. And I'm feeling a lot better now. I'm still at work half days now, but the doc told me after this week I can go back to 6 hours next week, so I'm slowly improving.
Moving forward.
Yep. My head feels normal. My wife, I think, probably thinks that's good because it wasn't before, so she's like, oh, they made him normal? Okay, great. Let's have at it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really realize how impactful concussions can be. I've mentioned it maybe once or twice on air that I also had an incident.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I got hit by a van on my motorcycle in California. I suffered a concussion, got knocked out. It was real jostling, but for weeks, months, maybe even like half a year, I was having issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just a matter of balance or just managing emotions even.
Yeah, it sounds like yours, concussion-wise, is probably a little worse than mine. And you're right, emotions. It just hits you, and you'll just start crying in the middle of nothing. it's amazing. But I tell you, here's the deal from this. We can talk about me all you like, but here's the point. I think I mentioned this to you earlier as well. I was talking to my physician, my general practitioner, after I got back from Colorado, and he didn't tell me this till like the second or maybe third time I saw him. I can't remember. He said, I got to tell you, it's a good thing you had a helmet on, because if you didn't have a helmet on, the odds of you being here, you know, you might have made it, you might not. I'm thinking, okay, about 50-50. But if you had made it, you'd have probably been eating applesauce through a straw or something like that. And I'm like, wow. And, you know, when I go back now and I look at that helmet, it's shredded. So here's when we were just talking about this, I see people all the time, college students on mopeds or motorcycles or bicycles, and they're riding around without a helmet on. And now I've always worn a helmet, but I think I've got about, I keep track, I'm kind of anal retentive that way, but I think I'm running at about 70,000 miles now on bicycles.
That's pretty good.
It's a good amount of miles. And other people who have ridden that much say I'm lucky not to have been involved in something more serious earlier. And great, I'll take it. But I've always worn a helmet. If you do not wear a helmet, wear one. If you have grandchildren who are out piddling around their bicycles at 5 miles an hour, put a helmet on those kids. Don't let them ride it. And if you're a college student listening to this, put a helmet on. You may think, oh, it's just a moped. It doesn't go that fast. That's true. But when your head's moving 20 miles an hour, your head's moving 20 miles an hour. I was riding about 20 miles an hour when I got hit by that van, and my head went into the pavement at 20 miles an hour, the same speed I was formerly just merrily pedaling along at. Wear a helmet.
Definitely.
I'm telling you, I'm here. That's good. Well, for I guess opinions may vary on that, but I'm here and I'm happy about it. And I've got, you know, some stuff to get through yet on the physical side, and I'm still a little light sensitive on the concussion side, but my life would be a lot different right now if I didn't have a helmet on.
Definitely. And that light sensitivity will take a little while. I still
can't. Yeah, that's what I hear. Even yesterday, I was sitting in the office talking with some people. I'm like, they had their computers. And I'm like, can you guys see well enough without the lights on? Because if you can, turn these lights off. And it just instantly, as soon as they went off, I just went, ah, it just felt better. So.
And I think some people underestimate their ability to react. People think, oh, I'll be able to put my hand out, or, you know, the accident won't be so bad. But I mean,
even if you could, it wouldn't matter. At 20 mile an hour, you're not gonna. I'm not gonna stop my body weight with a hand. And I think I told you this. My wife asked me later. She said, "So were you scared?" And it didn't occur to me until she asked, and the answer was no. I didn't have time to get scared. I saw a flash of silver, which was the front end of this van, and the instant I saw it, I hit it. And when I hit, when my head hit the pavement, I still had a hold of my handlebars on the bike. You don't have time. Wear a freaking helmet.
And even if it's not a vehicle, you know, you could hit a patch of grass, a patch of water, a patch of ice, a patch of gravel, and then your tire's going to go out.
I knew a guy here in town several years ago now who was making a U-turn up north on Dyer Road at that back entrance to the pond area. And next thing you knew, he was laying in the road waking up. He just caught something and slipped. One of his tires went out or something. He doesn't even know. And he fell over in his head and was unconscious in the road for a while. Fortunately, no cars came by. Or unfortunately, I guess they probably would have seen him and helped him. But Yeah, and he had a helmet on. Good thing he did.
Definitely.
So you never know. That's why I say, even if there's just little kids out there dinking around going 10 mile an hour on their bike or 5 mile an hour, you make a U-turn, you whack your head, the fall speed from a certain height is X, wear a helmet.
Yeah, do the physics.
Yeah.
My girlfriend teaches at K-State, and she always, as one of the things she says at sort of the beginning of the class, is if I see you on a scooter, motorcycle, whatever, not wearing a helmet, I'm going to call you out in class. I'm going to embarrass you and tell everyone that, you know, you're not being safe.
That you're not paying attention to physics class. Otherwise, you'd wear a helmet.
Exactly, right? You're there to learn. You're there for your brain, and you should protect your brain.
Yeah, well.
That's a fair assessment, I'd say.
I'm kind of fond of mine. But again, you know, opinions vary on that. So.
Right. And once you run into some issues with your brain, then you'll kind of realize, maybe I should have been a little more safe there.
A little more cautious.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, if I've not said it, wear a helmet.
Definitely. And we're kind of just getting our toes wet here, so maybe we should take a break and come back and get a little more into some deeper issues here.
Works
so
for me.
Stay tuned here for more on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with higher rates. Call ESB.